Well, Patsy, here in the Finn Valley Centre, after welcoming home a new European bronze medalist at 800 metres, well, he's Mark English, obviously. Tell us in terms of the scale of what Mark has achieved.
Well, I suppose when you're talking about that medal, and then, you know, you got to talk in terms of his last 2 weeks, you know, and the World Championships, and the fact that he was just a couple of hundredths of a second away from the final of the World Championships. And then he comes on then, and he holds it together, and he comes into the European Championships in Munich, and he hangs in there in a massive positive way to get himself a medal. It's a serious statement, Tom. It's a really serious statement going forward, and it's currently a serious statement, and it kind of gives you wild encouragement with a view to looking forward into the next 2023 and beyond into Paris, you know.
Yeah.
So,
is it all the more remarkable that he won one 8 years ago as well?
Most definitely, you know, just to hang in there, keep a focus, you know, already won nationals time and time again, but to step up and stay. There's a lot of disappointments along the way, as there is in sport in general. And then he's still there, and he's still on the line, and there's still big indications and hope for him, and he delivers. I think it's a big story.
Yeah, and the remarkable thing about it doesn't end there either. You know, all the in between, he qualified as a doctor.
I think, you know, you couldn't emphasize that enough, you know, and I think there's a serious message for the young generation, you know, here. You know, if you've got the focus and you really want to do it, it's possible.
Yeah.
And it's possible out of Donegal, it's possible out of Ireland, and you know, your academics don't need to be shoved away out to the one side. You can timeline yourself and time manage yourself and get there if you want to do it.
But the world he was competing in, Patsy, I'm not sure if there's many full-time students, full-time medical students. He was, you know, obviously juggling the two, because he was a true amateur.
Yeah.
And he was operating against full-time athletes.
You know what you could say about him in that performance? He's the last of the amateurs. You know, there aren't any... And anybody, when I started in this game, Tom, that was the nature of it. Everybody did a bit of work and did this. Nobody in that 800 metres final works. Nobody in that 1500 metres final works. You know, that's the way it is now. Yet he works, and he works in a very demanding junior doctor position.
Which the hours are long, as we all
Lord
know.
Save us, and nobody says, gone you on home now. There's no none of that. So, you know, and the fact that he was travelling from Galway to do sessions in Dublin.
Hmm.
I mean, then get back and work again. I mean,
yeah.
Whew,
yeah.
That is, you know, that is a big shout out to that, you know.
Yeah. I know when we spoke about this privately before many, many times years ago when Mark English first came on the scene, because he did show great promise as a youngster and as a teenager about him going to America and studying in America and being a full-time athlete out there. He's done it in reverse again. Another unique thing about him.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You should bring that up. I had forgotten about that, because my desire for him at the time was that he would go to Villanova.
Yeah.
And I thought when he didn't go to Villanova, he had lost an opportunity.
Mm.
But how wrong was I? I mean, he went a different direction and it worked for him.
He's also won indoor. So he's done it indoor. He's done it outdoor. Last year, he put up PBs outdoors at 800.
He broke the record. You know, that in itself was achievement. You know, those times were coming down. And as we well know, the excitement of that was done on the last qualifying day for the Olympic Games. And, you know, that was his second Olympics. Should have been his third, as you know, he was harshly treated for the London Olympics and so on. So when it's all said and done, he's going to have a fair CV to look back on.
Yeah. In terms of Donegal athletic achievements, where is it?
Oh, it's number one. He's the best we ever produced. He's way the best we ever produced, you know, because, I mean, he's four European Championship medals. He's been thereabouts at world level, you know, and for a number of years. No, he's the best. There really isn't an argument for anybody else, really.
And as you said, you spotted him earlier. You said you spotted him when he was very, very young. He coming here for coming a month's girl. And obviously you were with him for his first, as the Irish team manager, that first European.
That was really exciting. We were in Zurich that night, and it was very exciting. And then I was able to introduce him to the relay team a couple of days later, and sure, didn't he run the fastest split?
Hmm.
You know, that was the indication that I always knew the speed that he has.
Mm.
And he has begun to use it to a great effect now.
Mm. Tell me, what's the future? What lies ahead?
Oh, well, I used to always say, you know, and I'm sure people wondered about, I used to say, and I know he hasn't been in all the major finals throughout the years. I always felt that he had the capability to be in every major final, European and Worlds, as they came at him. It didn't happen like that, but he has that capability. So now that this has happened, let's be positive and look forward and hope that he will be in, and for the rest of his career, that he is in all the major finals.
Yeah, and is that include Paris?
That includes Paris. Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Worlds and the Olympics are the same, one and the same. So why not?